back to the podcast! Tate had an existential crisis, and we tried recording, and then he was like, this is going badly, and I was like, it's not going badly, and then he was like, we have to restart it, and I was like, okay. So, welcome back.
Welcome back to the Morning Ride with Chris and Tate. We've got Chris over here. Chris, we need a good name for your accent.
you already fucked
it. Is it Steve?
You said, oh, Steve.
You're Steve on Joshua. I don't know if there's a good accent that goes to Joshua, but I don't know.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Morning Ride. It is about 39 degrees outside. It is very cold.
You sound like the cook from Chowder. The blue guy. I don't know.
Make way for the star.
All right.
Everything is covered in frost. It's nice and blue outside. There's no clouds. Everything is all nice and happy. It's no longer depressing.
God. Alright, so...
I can't see out of the side of my right window because it's covered in fog.
Every time I talk, are you just going to talk over me?
Yes!
Nice. Alright, so we've got updates for the channel. The podcast coming up. First off, we've got exams next week. So after next week, I think we're going to take a little break because it's going to be our winter break. Chris probably has plans and doesn't want to be with me anymore, which is cool. I understand that. I wouldn't want to be with me either.
I am going to be trapped with a bunch of adults and a Christmas party, and I'm going to be drinking alcohol, and I'm going to be by myself.
So, after next week, we're going to be stopping exams, and we're probably going to be resuming sometime in early January?
Isn't it like the start of January that we get back?
Yeah, but it's not January 1st. It's like the 7th, I think.
7th of January?
Yeah, I want to say it's the 7th or the 6th. I don't know. It's definitely, like, up there. But not too up there. You feel?
I feel?
Yeah. Yeah, so speaking of exams, let's talk about exams.
That's a good topic. I don't have an exam on Friday.
You have an exam on Friday?
Nope. I get off on Thursday, unlike everyone else, because my 7th period is AP 2D art. And Miss Lee was like, you guys don't have an exam in here.
Oh. Oh, yeah, neither do I.
But it's like...
That works.
That's the only day where it's just like, you have one exam and then you leave at 11 a.m. I almost said 11 p.m. You stay at school the entire fucking day for one exam.
That would suck. Could you imagine having an exam that long?
Oh my god, dude, I'd die. Dude, when I took the SAT, I wanted to die. Like, it was so bad.
Yeah, see, with an exam that long, that's like taking the SAT twice.
Yeah. No, man, more like three times. Ugh. Three times in a row. That my brain would literally melt and cry. I can't see!
Then put some sunglasses on!
I don't have any sort of glasses.
You got some sunglasses!
The sun is shining into my eyes! I can't bloody see! I don't know why I put my hood on. It doesn't help me.
You should put your hood on and then use the extra, like, fold to, like, cover the sun.
I'll turn myself into a Wookiee!
Is that even a Wookiee? What?
You can't see me!
You mean Ewok, I'm pretty sure.
Ewok!
No!
Alright!
Do it!
I can't see anything! I'm stuck in a little... Ah! I don't know what's happening!
This is the one time I wish that my things were in video and audio. Because you look like an absolute idiot.
I still can't see shit!
But you have your hood off now!
I can see now, because I grew 1 inch.
You grew 1 inch? You know you can move the seat up, right?
I can move the seat up?
Yes!
How do I move it up?
There's a little, like, a power button.
Oh my god, it's moving up! I'm taller than you! Ah! Okay.
How did you, like, break it?
I don't know, I heard something break.
You're fine, it's just an old car. Pops and snaps happen all the time.
Good. I'm taller than you now. Okay. Wait, why does the seat do that? What the fuck?
I don't know why it does that, actually, to be quite honest with you.
How do I go back down? Oh, push it down. Wait,
wow!
The seat's moving down this way! Oh, it goes
There's two of them.
This seat is so advanced! It goes in two different directions and rotates like a fucking seesaw!
Alright, so we're naming this episode, Chris Discovers Technology.
Ah!
I've never seen this type of technology before.
Okay. Steve, calm down. It's okay.
Whoa, that was a weird voice crack.
I think I only have 2 exams next week, though. Like, that's kind of weird.
You only have 2 exams?
I think so.
How do you do that? What?
I don't know. I don't have an exam for digital media. I don't think.
I remembered having an exam for creative photography. But it was just like, you turn in a photo and that's it.
Oh, really? That was, wow, that was nice. I don't think the only exams I could actually think of having one in are Gov, Marine Science. Oh, do we have a final one, MCR? Or
yeah.
Exam? Oh, okay. All right, so 3. Yeah, because I don't think we have one for the Academy, because Mr. Costello has to make it, and I doubt he's going to make that. Let's be honest, folks. Are you okay there?
I'm good. I ate eggs again this morning. I'm eating eggs every morning now, and it's making me want to vomit.
Stop eating eggs!
No, it's all about that protein, my dude.
Then eat peanut butter! Just straight eat peanut butter. Literally take peanut butter with a spoon and just scoop it in your mouth and, you know, spoon yourself some peanut butter.
I'm not gonna spoon myself some diabetes. But yeah, next week, the exams that I have, starting on Monday, is that I have Latin.
Ooh.
And then economics.
Ooh. Sucks the suck.
So 2 classes where I'm probably gonna cry during the exams.
What? My Monday exams are literally, if we do have one in IT, then I'll have one, and then one, and then, because it goes first period, second period on Monday, right?
That's yeah.
So my 2 exams would be, IT Academy and digital media. It's just like 2 of the easiest classes of my life.
I can still see my breath. Alright, never mind. As you're saying.
Okay. For Tuesday, I have... what do I have Tuesday? I have... Gov and Marine Science. That's Tuesday. That one's probably going to be the longest and the hardest. Because, like, those are the only 2 classes I actually, you know, try for. And then on Wednesday, which is my final day of exams, because... Or do we not have a school Wednesday?
We have school Wednesday. It's just that Wednesday is the day where we have like 1 hour and 30 minutes of study hall.
But no exams on Wednesday.
No, we have an exam.
How many exams?
Wait, so hold on. Monday... Monday
I was about to say, then you get Friday off regardless. You
Monday,
get Thursday
No,
off.
We don't have exams on Monday.
We don't have exams on Monday?
No.
Then what's Monday?
Tuesday, we have 1st and 2nd. Wednesday, we have 3rd and 4th.
Oh,
Thursday, we have 5th and 6th,
right.
And then Friday, 7th.
Right. Okay.
So on Monday, it's just kind of like, you come to school and you're just like, what the fuck am I doing here? And then you do your exams the next day.
Got it. That makes sense. Okay. I completely forgot how our exam schedule worked, because like, back in Virginia, that's just how I'm used to it. We didn't have midterms, we just had finals.
Well, welcome to Florida, where we have like a midterm every 6 days. I don't know.
Technically that's true, though. You do have a test every 6 days, or at least for me. We have a test every 6 days, and it's always in the middle of our unit for marine science, so, I mean, for me, that's true. Like a quiz or something like that, I don't know.
It just feels like we take too many tests, and all of them seem very pointless.
God. Dude, we take way too many tests. We take way too many tests, and we have way too many, like, I don't know.
Dude, you know what, Victor was telling me that he overheard our principal one day saying that the tests that we take are the best way to test our knowledge.
I can see the mentality behind that, but, like...
It's the best way to teach us, apparently.
Yeah, I can see the mentality behind that, because it forces you to study if you do actually care about the subject. But I feel like school, more or less, is learning about, like, especially high school, I feel like it's learning more about how you learn and not what you learn, because you're never to use this stuff, but it is kind of does prep you for college and how to learn what you actually want to learn, you feel?
Because I feel like it's more like they're forcing you to learn how to build a giant-ass memory and then learn how to study, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Learn how you learn.
But if you hate the subject that you're studying about, it's hard for you to remember because then you're just like, who fucking cares, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like how I am with MCR. It's like, am I ever going to use factoring in real life? I don't think so, dude.
Watch you, like, become an accountant or something like that.
I would never become an accountant. I'm too math dyslexic for that.
Math dyslexic? I would like to know what that is so I can get that, too.
Actually, it's a thing. It's,
Really?
What is it called? It's called, Fuck.
Oh, what fuck?
It's called dyscalculia, I think.
I doubt that.
No,
that sounds
no.
Fake.
It's a real thing. Here, let me look it up on your phone.
That sounds like anastasia.
Hold on, no. This is a thing. I looked this up before. It exists. Hold on.
It does? Okay. There goes our background music for a few seconds, folks. Please hold.
They couldn't even hear it anyways.
I could.
Yeah, dyscalculia. Hold on.
I could.
Dyscalculia is difficulty in learning or comprehending arithmetic, such as difficulty in understanding numbers, learning how to manipulate numbers, performing mathematical calculations, and learning facts in mathematics.
So
it is generally seen as the mathematical equivalent to dyslexia. It's a real thing.
So I have dyslexia, but not dyscalculia.
You have dyslexia, but not dyscalculia. I have dyscalculia, but not dyslexia.
Huh.
Basically. I looked this up, and I was like, holy shit, a lot of the things that they talked about, how, like, kids go through elementary school, middle school, and then high school learning math, a lot of the symptoms that I saw, a lot of the things that they studied and recorded about that, I exhibited.
Hmm.
So I'm pretty sure I have dyscalculia, because I fucking suck at math.
Then why are you in a math class?
Because it's required.
What's 2 + 2?
7.
Oh. Dang. You actually got it right. Shoot.
And, like, there's a lot of times where, like, wait, where did you play your music?
It's
YouTube.
It's in YouTube. Just hit play.
Well, I mean, there was an ad playing anyways.
Oh.
A light of mine.
But what?
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 What? What?
What'd you...
What?
Distressed what? Noises. No, 3 is good. Yeah, 3 is good.
Raise the volume all the way to 50. Let everyone hear it.
Nah, then we can't. That's gonna be, like, impossible to talk over. Are you kidding me?
I still can't hear it. Anyways.
Good. That's kind of the point. It's just supposed to be, like, background music, you feel. I don't know why I've been using that term a lot. I feel like it kind of makes me sound weird.
You I feel? Mean, you can't even hear this as background music.
I know.
It's so quiet.
Well, it's because, like, everything on this playlist has different, like,
capacities.
Capacities, yeah. So you're looking, like, I have it so that the loudest song won't be, like, overbearing, but the softest song you can barely hear. Like, I can slightly hear it, but, like...
Yeah. With, like, dyscalculia, a lot of times I will work out something, and the work will be correct, and the answer that I get will be correct, but then when I write down the answer itself, I will not write it correctly and get it wrong. And I've had it happen to me so many times where, like, let's say that,
No, see, that sounds like me.
Why does Dave Ramsey... Okay, never mind. That sign of Dave Ramsey was just, like, smoking steam for some reason. And I thought there's someone...
Dave Ramsey's smoking hot. You kidding me?
Hell yeah, dude.
That'd smash.
Hot Christian guy. Learn finances from him. Now, you gotta put $1,000 in your savings, and you gotta make sure you do not use that money unless if it's an emergency. Anyways, I go off track so easily. I probably have, like, some kind of mild form of ADHD. I know that you have ADHD, probably, because you're the one...
I have executive functioning disorder, which is a form of ADD.
Well, I have osteoporosis.
Let's talk about executive functioning disorder for a second, because I don't know if you know anything about that.
I don't.
Okay, so executive functioning disorder, if I can remember correctly, because I'm not sure... it's basically like ADD on steroids, but it's not quite ADHD. But basically, it means you're a retarded person. Like, you can't... Like, it's really hard for you to read, right? If you have, like, any distractions in the room, you will just pick that, even if it's, like, less interesting than what you're actually doing. So, like...
No, I definitely don't have it, then.
Yeah. Well, no. That's executive function disorder. Like, you just cannot function executively. You cannot... I mean, it's kind of like... Just think of it like a dog, right? And he's trying to eat food. And all of a sudden, you see... He sees a squirrel dash across the windowsill. And he's literally gonna, like... If it were any other dog with, like, ADD... Or just an ADD person, they just be like, squirrel, and then go back to eating food, right? Executive functioning disorder is, squirrel, let me go chase the squirrel, I need to eat the squirrel, where did the squirrel go? I need to find the squirrel.
Runs at the window and just rams into it.
Yes. And then, like, after 30 minutes, you'd be like, okay, the squirrel is gone. I will go back to eating my food now.
You just, like, you pour your dog a bowl of food, you go to sit down on the couch, and you're just sitting there, and you're like... Time to watch some television, and then just
okay,
like,
Steve.
and then the squirrel runs across the window, and then you just like you hear your dog like chewing aggressively on the food, and then you hear it stop, and then you just hear like a really loud bang against like a window or something, and you're like, what the hell, dog? What are you doing? And then you run into the kitchen, and you see your dog just like at the window with its face just like up against it, like its nose is just smushed against it. Uganda.
Wakanda forever. Got us off track.
I don't know if I could replicate the accent. I've been too much into the Steve.
The Steve weird accent. British Irish hybrid accent.
This Steve is now like my new persona.
It's your fursona. Get it right.
What, furry?
Steve is your fursona. Did you hear the best esports player of the year? I don't know if you watched any of the game awards.
Nope.
Okay. Let's talk about that for a second. So,
but how are we supposed to talk about it if I've never seen it?
I can talk about it. You can just listen and voice your opinion.
Well, fine. You can be the star of the show, then. Sorry.
What was I not the star of the show? Come on, man. Okay, so at the Game Awards, I don't know if you guys watched this. I only watched some of it because it was basically a cringe fest, as the Game Awards mostly are, but this year especially was awful.
I just want to add something. Isn't every gaming-related event always going to be cringy?
No.
Because RTX and like E3 and shit like that, they're always cringy.
No. I wouldn't say that. I didn't think E3 was that cringy this year. It could have been worse.
It is still cringy.
It was cringy, but it could have been worse. Like, it was dealable cringe. This year was awful for the Game Awards. Anyway, they were awarding the award for best esports player, and the guy turns out to be a furry. Yep, this guy's name is Sonic Fox or something like that, Blue Sonic, something like, I don't know. Anyway, so this guy walks up in his, like, full fursuit with a gaming jersey on, and makes a 5-minute speech about how he's gay, he's black, he's a furry, and he donated all of his prize money from his Injustice 2 tournament to, his friend's dad who has stage 3 cancer. And then literally the teleprompter was telling him to please wrap it up. Like, that's actually what the teleprompter said. So he ended with his 5-minute speech with, yeah, that's all you need to know about me. I'm black, I'm gay, and I'm a furry. Pretty much everything a Republican hates.
It's the one thing that kids on TikTok were afraid about. The war on furries kind of failed for them if there's a furry that won a gaming.
Yeah, game. I know, exactly. It's like, oh no.
Something's not right here.
This is what we feared. It couldn't be any worse. Oh, I'm Batman.
We let him infiltrate, and now he's a part of this community that we don't want him to be a part of.
Yeah, so...
Bloody hell.
That happened.
You fucking dyke.
Sorry. Oh, but if you thought that was bad, there was a game that got...
There was a gay that got...
A game. Game. G-A-M-E...
G-A-Y-M-E-N.
Yes. they were announcing the best storytelling game. The guy who gave the speech before was like, da-da-da. And this game, the games that typically have good storytelling have, like, good philosophical, or challenge your philosophical ideas, right? I'm like, oh, okay, so this is probably gonna be a game like Shadow of the Colossus where you end up playing the villain and you feel bad for killing everyone, right? No. The first game that was nominated was Spider-Man. Yep. challenging your philosophical ideals right there. Bravo, Game Awards. Bravo. There was some other really cringy stuff, but that was really just cringe. Not really worth bringing up, because it just wasn't as funny as that, and then wasn't as bad as, you know, the gay black furry getting an award and then telling them for 5 minutes how he's gay, black, and furry. Now, I have nothing wrong against that. I have nothing against that. If you want to be gay, that's cool. I don't have a problem with it. If you want to be a furry, I have a slight problem with it. Just don't push your furriness on me. It'd be cool. Otherwise, and then being black, obviously you can't control that. But I was gonna say I love black people, but like not in a romantic way. But then I felt like I'm gonna be tagged as a racist for not saying it in a romantic way. I'm saying I like the race as a general culture. This is still spiraling so bad. Anyway, what are your thoughts on it, Steve?
Well, Chris, when you expose yourself as a furry, you're just asking to be thrown into the gladiator pit to be eaten by animals. I don't know why I had a stroke while saying that, but...
You just said what at the end?
We're going over the bridge right now. It's about 44 degrees now. Clear skies, probably 10% chance of rain.
We didn't ask for the news, the weather every 15 minutes.
This is my co-anchor, Fuck McFuckface.
Well, that's probably the most accurate nickname I've ever gotten in my life.
And we're talking about the Gaming Awards.
Yes, we are. I swear, are you like high today or something like that? You can't keep focused.
I ate a bagel. Well, do you ever smoke that Cajun heat, my brother? I don't know anything about the Gaijin Wars, my... The Gaming Awards, my brother.
I was just asking your opinion on that acceptance speech. That's all.
Well, I'd like to say that that is kind of gay.
Really? And thanks, Captain Obvious.
Furries are not my forte, but I'd like to say that I can't make any rhymes. I don't know why I'm attempting to rhyme, but I don't like furries. If you're gay, that's okay. But don't express your gay sexuality towards me. I'm developing this new kind of like weird accent. I don't know what's going on.
You sound like a gay person.
Hey, thank you very much. Do you smoke weed, my brother?
I don't.
I inject bay leaves into my veins, my brother. Who here is ready to engage in poverty, my brother? My brother.
Not poverty, but if you're yourself as poverty, then yes, I'm ready to engage.
Yeah, I don't like furries.
Cool. Great.
That's the end of that scene.
Okay.
Yeah. Back to exam week.
Back to exam week, what we originally started with. Tell us in the comments below, or leave an audio message.
We don't have comments.
Shut up.
No commenting.
Shut up.
Feck.
Tell us on the Anchor app and audio messages anything about our podcast or what exams we have or you have. Yeah.
Tell us what exams we have because yes. We don't know.
I honestly, that could be the most accurate thing I've said this whole entire podcast.
I want you guys to look up who we are and find our school IDs and look up what exams we have, because
I have no clue. Tell us what exams you guys have, and we'll talk about it if you do decide to leave an audio message.
But what if they're not in school? What if the people listening to us are grown adults, listening to a bunch of stupid teenagers talk about random shit?
See, the thing is, I highly doubt that.
My sister's
but if
a grown
you are,
adult.
But if you are, thank you, adults.
Hello, you grown-ups. I am one of you now. I have been 18 for a few months now, so I'm unofficially an adult, and I consider myself a child, a prepubescent middle schooler, even though I'm a senior in high school. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Jeff. It's Jeff now. Okay. I'm Jeff, guys.
My name, Jeff.
So I went from what did I go from? Joshua to to Batman, I don't even, to Jeff.
I don't know what you named yourself today. You named me Steve, and now my persona is Steve.
Yeah.
But you never gave yourself a persona, because you never did a persona.
Yeah, because I'm suck at accents.
Be better then.
Just be better.
Simple as that. You can fix it. Do your native Indian accent.
Oh, we must please the tree spirit by burning the fire and doing the dance around the fire.
You see, you guys keep like, why am I going into like a southern accent? You see, you guys
what
like
incarnation,
dance.
Aboriginals doing on my
you,
land.
You natives
get like, off.
You natives dance around that big tree down there at the state park. I don't really know what you guys are doing, but you know, kids play around there and they're kind of terrified of you because you just kind of you do your humpity dumpities and you dance around the tree and think it's some kind of like spiritual god.
But we must please the tree, the fire spirit.
Well, everyone knows that there's only one kind of God, and that God is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right.
Okay, this is over.
Now back to you, Steve. All right, I don't know what's going on. I've just switched to Australia now.
All right, this is over. Thank you guys for listening.
I need to work on my accents.
You need to... Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. It was kind of a train wreck today. We'll try to figure out topics.
It's because you do not believe in the Soviet Union.
All right, now you're Boris. we'll figure it out.
This is Steve signing off. Now over to Boris. All right, hello everybody. You just tipped over my phone, you stupid little boy.
I'm trying to point at it.
We just made it to school. There's a bird flying away. You just... I don't know what just happened, but now I'm holding my phone because this little boy opened the case and now the phone fell out. So I hope you guys enjoyed this stupid podcast today. My name is Steven.
Wait, what? You completely just switched accents and names.
Make sure you don't run over the little girl in the middle of the goddamn fucking road.
She kind of deserves it if she's standing right there.
But there's more people walking in the middle of the parking lot. But I'd like to say that thank you guys for listening. My name is Steve.
I quit on this podcast.
And we'll figure it out.
I'm fired. I fired myself.
You just need to be better, dude. God.
You need to not go off topic so much.